29 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, kind of a gray day here in Champaign-Urbana as we start the day. Are we getting anything brighter from the market so far today?
Kind of a lackluster day on the markets. We did have firmer markets overnight with the soybeans bouncing off that November low at 965 on the January. But as we reopened here at 8:30, we kind of fell off those levels, and now we're trying to work our way back up here. Right now we have the March corn. December did go off the board yesterday on the wheat and the corn. We have March corn at 349 and a quarter. That's up 0.75 cents. We have the December new crop corn at 381 and a half. That's up 0.75 cents. The January beans are at 969 and a half. That's up 1 3/4. And the new crop beans are at 989 and 3/4. That's up 2 1/4. The wheat is up about 2 1/4 on the March and 420 and a half. And the July is at 445 and a quarter. That's up 1 3/4. Since we had the December go off the board in the middle of the week, we on the weekly charts, we have the March now as the lead month, which gives us a little bit of a boost there on the price level. So looking at the weekly chart, strictly technically, the corn is up about 7.5 cents for the week. The beans are down 22, and the wheat is up about 26 cents. So may give us a little bit of a boost from the technical traders out there. Other than that, we have a crush report out here this morning at 11 o'clock. People are expecting about 163.2 million bushels crushed for November, and that compares to last year at 160.75. We'll see where that turns out. November is a little bit shorter month, so we may be off those numbers somewhat. But I think we should trade beans a little bit higher here this morning just because we have gone down and tested those lows, and probably with some unknown still going into the weekend for the South American crop on the weather, we probably have some people wanting to not go into the weekend too short here. Argentina did come out. They've got corn planting about 45% complete versus about a 55% three-year average. And bean planting is about 63% complete compared to 69% average. So they are somewhat behind there because of the dry weather in Argentina. Other than that, one thing I might point out, the cotton, if you haven't looked at the cotton chart here recently, we have seen a breakout there, another commodity that's very surplus. Outside markets are generally positive here this morning. The dollar is firmer, which could be a negative to the commodities, we'll see. But we kind of have, you know, the equities in that making new record highs again. So with that, I guess I expect a little bit positive close this afternoon, but we'll see as we go through the day.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for the update.
Yep, thanks, Brian.
You bet. That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, as mentioned, it'll be pretty gray out there today with mostly cloudy skies and a high of 37 degrees. South-southwest wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, dropping to a low of 28. Mostly sunny skies for the day tomorrow with a high of 50. Chance of rain moving in on Sunday with cloudy skies and a high of 44 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 29 degrees at 9 o'clock.